Okay, so I want to talk about self-care. So I know, Cindy, you were saying that you get up every morning and you ask for, you give with gratitude and intentions, mm-hmm. and I think that's great, and you pick a card. But as far as self-care goes, what else are you doing? How do you take care of yourself? Are you, and this is for both, is something's in the throat, so somebody's having a hard time communicating.
That's me. Did you hear me? I said I'm getting over a cold and I'm coughing, so I might mute from time to time.
That's okay. Well, I can just feel it in my throat. So let's see if we can clear that, because I'm like, I was fine before we got on here.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. My sensitivities have really amped up with the energies lately. All right. So what we're going to do is, before we get into self-care, I think we're going to what do is what I like to call, wow, Cindy, you must really have it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's been quite 8 to 10 days, yeah.
Well, let's see what we can do with that.
Okay.
So we're going to run, and I put a lozenger in so that's what you might be hearing mm-hmm. with this. Okay, so let's just connect with our heart. And we're just going to get in our heart space. And we're going to just connect to each other's heart. So I'm going to send love and gratitude to Margie's heart and Cindy's heart. And Cindy, you send it to Margie and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Margie to Cindy and I.
Okay.
And just feel the connection. Now let's take that as a group and send that love that we have for ourselves and for others and for the earth, and send that down to our root into the crystalline core of the planet. Connecting with the crystalline core, receiving the love that Gaia has for us, and allowing that energy to come up through all our chakras, out our crown, 90% of it coming down and around and back through our root, circulating through, the other 10% going up to the heavens. And just feel that energy circulating through us in that beautiful toroidal field in the perfect shape of an apple. And feel how that feels. And when we're ready, we're going to connect with the suns beyond the suns, with the energy of Father. We're going to receive that energy down through our crown, through all our chakras, out through the root, up and around, and back in through the crown. Again, a small percentage going into the earth, the other 90% going through us and circulating through us. In that beautiful shape of an apple, feeling that energy blend going through us, circulating through us, transmuting through us. Let's bring that Christ conscious energy, come in 360 degrees all around us, coming into our heart and merging with that energy of the Father and the Mother and that apple toroidal field energy, allowing our vibration to raise, expanding that energy out in 20 feet in all directions, in 100 feet in all directions. And as we're in this beautiful field of balance and love and peace, envision a beautiful blue diamond waterfall coming down. And these little diamonds are going to just cut through and clear any outside entities, outside influences, outside programming, allowing us to be us, Cindy to be Cindy, Margie to be Margie, Joy to be Julia. In our divine entirety, in our authentic selves. How's that feel for everybody?
Very nice.
You still there, Cindy?
Yes. Sorry, I'm not muted. Yeah, beautiful. It was beautiful.
How did your throat feel a little bit better?
I feel good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because what I'm getting, it was something, it wasn't you that was that, it was something else you picked up from somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And energy as opposed, or like in viral form, I'm not sure what the heck.
Yeah, it doesn't, how I look at things, sometimes we can get to the depths of like actually where it all comes from, but sometimes it's just easier just to clear it.
Okay, sure.
If there's things that we need to know as far as information, like we'll be visiting past lives and parallel lives, and we don't necessarily, I don't necessarily go into the details of them, but I go into the energy of those lives.
Okay.
And that's what we clear and transmute. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, so what I'd like you guys to do over the next week is to take this apple choroidal field energy and consciously twice a day start running it. And eventually you'll just be able to say, I run my apple flow.
Okay.
Or however you want to word it. And it will come through it. But you can, once we get the recording up, you can listen to the recording again and just go through the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really, we want to clear our field several times a day. And that's when I want to go back to self-care. Is how often are you clearing your field? What are you doing as far as that goes and shielding and grounding?
Mm-hmm. Well, part of my morning ritual is to just call in Archangel Michael and Archangel Faith and ask them to provide me and my loved ones, what do I say, please place us in your divine light of love and protection. So I do that in the morning and at night.
Okay. And being that you're empathic, so when you go, like, shopping or you're in a room with other people or get off the phone with somebody, can you feel how it affects your energy?
I have to say I may not be tuned into that lately just because of things going on. And also I've tried always, like, since I do readings, to not look into other people's energies unless they're in front of me and they've given me permission.
Right, and that's different. And then I'm not, and I agree with that
okay.
because I okay. What I'm saying is, it's still because your light is bright
mm-hmm.
that other energies are attracted to it and will cling on to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think
so.
I felt more down lately. As a matter of fact, now I'm thinking about it, the past month has been difficult that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the energies have been totally wackadoodle. So I'm just letting you know that you're not alone with that because it's like even myself, I've been is really challenged with it. But it's really important, especially since you do readings, and it's like you're working, with the other beings and you're doing the readings. It doesn't mean you're looking for it, but it doesn't mean something's still not attaching itself to you.
Sure.
And to your energy field. Okay. So I do that blue diamond waterfall.
I love that.
And run that to clear it. So I just claim myself and send back whatever's not me.
Okay.
I clear all outside programmings. And also anything you can imagine, you can create and make it real. So another thing that you can use is what I call the violet flame vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just feel how that feels and let that suck all outside entities off of you and out of your energy field. So just envision a beautiful vacuum cleaner that just brings this liquid violet light and it's just sucking all those lower densities off of your fields.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel?
It feels good.
Yeah, so how's that feel for you, Margie?
It's good.
Okay, just so everybody knows, I have a cat. His name is Dylan. And sometimes he gets involved, and he may be doing that right now. I'm not really sure. I'm just letting you know he's doing some crazy stuff right now. I'm in the healing room. He's all puffed and walking around like he owns the place, which he does, but that's not my problem. So what I recommend to do is anytime you go in and out of a door,
okay,
is you just envision that waterfall or that vacuum cleaner just to clear your fields out.
Okay.
And then bring in that bubble of protection that you bring in for yourself. And it can be, I like to do like a rainbow colored egg, so then that the violet is the closest to you, so that the energies coming through go through that rainbow and it gets all transmuted. So by the time it gets to you, the lower densities, there's hardly anything, if anything, left of it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and if you do that, and it only takes a minute or so because you just set your intention that, hey, I'm running my apple flow energy, creating my shield, I'm clearing, I'm using that waterfall, I'm vacuuming it off, and I'm grounding. So the other thing about grounding is you can do it a couple different ways. I do it two different ways. So just so you know, I'm in the healing room, and I have a twin bed with the biomat on it. That's what I'm on. And Dylan's in the box spring underneath me crawling around right now. So I'm a little distracted. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, so you can envision yourself as any kind of tree, and you have your roots go through. But one of the things that Spirit showed me lately is, let's just say your earth star, you're not aligned right. So what I like to do is, like, you're plugging in, and the root is that grounding on the extension cord, and then your feet are the prongs. So you're plugging in with your root and your feet into the core of the earth. So just envision that if you can. How does that feel?
That felt good.
Yeah, so it's important to be grounded, and it's like a lot of this in this time, because of the energy, that's a lot of, you know, in the past, it's like it's about being in your body, that, you know, it's hard for some of us to be in our body because it's so heavy right here on the planet, and there's so much happening as far as the duality goes. But Spirit showed me, in order for us to be in our body, in order for us to really hold the light, we need to be in our body and we need to be grounded. For example, if you have a generator and you want to power you're borrowing it from the neighbor and you want to plug it in to power the house, you're not going to use a skinny extension cord that's not grounded, because what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to short everything out. So if you can be grounded, it enables your body to hold more light.
Okay.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that said, what we're going to do here is we're going to do a process right now, is we're going to extend your core so that you can hold more light with that grounding, so that we're going to upgrade it to whatever we can, to your highest potential of your current timeline. So what that means is we're going to, it's a fiber optic. So Cindy, your current cord is about, I'm seeing it as about 6 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Margie, yours is similar. It's about a little bit less, like 7. So we're going to ask for our cords to extend out another 4 inches.
Okay.
And just feel that happening. Feel your core and feel the light coming in from the earth, you know, through your apple flow, and through from the suns beyond the sun, bring that energy in and extend that core out 4 inches. So that actually comes out so that you're lined up, your core is lined up with your hips in diameter and going around, so that it's encompassing your whole body. Just feel that energy running through you and feel it going down all the way down to the core, being plugged in, grounding in that whole core all the way down into the earth. Let's just run that up and down. Expanding that core, upgrading it. Okay, so, all right. So this wasn't what I wrote down, because Spirit always takes me on a turn. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through, because we're running the crystalline DNA, so those new programs. So what we were going to do is, at this point, I look at us like we're a computer. So we have that networking core that we've just upgraded so that we can carry more energy or light or information. And now we're going to upgrade the motherboard to the crystalline motherboard that can work with the crystalline DNA, which we will be upgrading as well. So we're upgrading that crystalline motherboard to the latest version. Upgrading your operating system. This is the latest version to be able to handle and interpret the programming of the crystalline DNA, which we will be awakening. Then we want to upgrade your Viver software. So you're going to just come to a number, and it can be any number that comes to your force, and this is just for your virus scan. So, Margie, whatever number comes up, you want to tell me what that number is?
3.
And, Cindy, what number do you come up with?
31.
Okay. All right. Well, that just shows. So what it is now we're going to run your virus scan. That's going to delete those viruses.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And just feel that being deleted. And that can be in programming, you know, it can come in different forms. It's just the way I see the energy. And with that virus scan, there's also a portal scan. So, Margie, what number do you come up with?
7.
Okay. Cindy?
2 was what came to me.
Okay. So what we want to do is we want to bring in your security team, and we're just going to escort any entities that came in through those portals. This is with the virus scan out there, and it's escort them out and then seal those portals. Now we're just going to bring in a liquid light. It's a violet liquid light that's just going to seal the openings of this portal so they can't be opened again. And what we're going to do is just like we would with a computer with new software. We're going to do a reboot here. So we're going to empty the trash, which is like emptying the recycling bin. Run the defrag, which is going to clear any residual. And then reboot 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, and recalibrate your DNA. And what those numbers represent is each chakra, is 7 layers of each chakra that we're going through when we're rebooting. And we're going also up to your soul star with that 56. How's that feel for everybody?
Good. Thanks for explaining that, because I've heard you do that before, and I didn't know what it meant. I've heard you do that before, the 7, but I just didn't know what it meant, so thank you.
Yeah, there's 7, there's like 7 different layers of the chakra. They're like switches. So you have the connection between them. So that's where that 7 is, the connection between chakra 1 and chakra 2. So it's like we go through all those pieces, and then it's like, oh, now we're connecting to that second chakra when we hit the 7, and then we're just going through those 7 those seven levels or layers.
Okay.
That makes sense. And then, yeah, because that's the whole thing is like when it's going up through the chakras as far as that goes. That spirit showed me that a while ago, that that's the way we were supposed to do that. And it's like I've done it so often. And there was a time when I was misstepped and I was using a different number. I wasn't an increment of seven and somebody had it pointed out to me. I'm like, well, spirit, why was I doing that? It's because he goes, the chakras weren't quite lined up yet. I'm like, okay. So I learn things all the time myself. And it's like, if you have questions, I welcome questions because I feel my responsibility is to empower you to empower yourself. Mm-hmm. I share whatever knowledge I can with you in any way I can. I'm not a secret squirrel type girl. I'm like, mm-hmm. I want you to be powerful beings and powerful, authentic goddesses.
Good to me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the next thing we're going to do, it's another process, because the first session or two that we get together are going to be processes, but they're also going to go into your gifts as far as your intentions and stuff goes, but we're laying foundation, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, they're telling me to do this other thing again. Okay. I don't know why I made a list. Okay. All right. So Margie's familiar with the Divine Heart. Cindy, are you familiar with the Divine Heart?
No.
Okay. So you have the fourth chakra, which is your planetary chakra for your heart. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in the ninth and tenth chakra. And the ninth chakra is the galactic heart chakra. And the tenth chakra is the cosmic heart chakra.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to bring them in. And they're going to combine, like, they interconnect. So it's like all three of them come together and they're like touching each other. And within those, there's these different chambers. There's the chamber, one is the Akash. Chamber six is another chamber we'll be working with is the belief, chamber of beliefs. And then there's a few others which I'll go over in the future. But what we're going to do is I want you to envision that and we're going to activate that divine heart for you. So I want you to just connect, and this will just reinforce it for you, Margie.
Okay.
Okay. So let's bring your attention to your heart chakra. And just see this other chakra awakening there in your heart, interacting like a circle where they join, like these rings join. And that's the galactic heart chakra. And then we're going to bring in the cosmic heart chakra. So that's going to connect with the galactic and the planetary. And allow that expansion. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to merge with you, if that's acceptable.
Sure.
So I just want you to envision, and I'm just going to gift you all the chambers that I have awoken, all the information I have awoken in my divine heart to you. So I just want you to envision I'm lining up with you. I'm lining all my chakras up with you. My apple toroidal field energy. My light body, Merkabas. Just feel me merging with you. And I'm just gifting you all the chambers, all the awoken information of my divine heart to your divine heart, fully activating your divine heart to its full potential of the highest potential of your timeline.
Okay, I'm going to unconnect now. Okay. How's that feel, Margie? Did you feel additional expansion?
Yes. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yeah. How was that feeling for you, Cindy?
Good. I definitely felt movement, shifting.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to work a lot with the Divine Heart. There's huge, there's so much we can do with that. So I just want you to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you know, Chamber 1 is your Akash. So you can, all right, we'll do it. Okay. So what we're going to do is, oh, my goodness, it's like best laid plans. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go into Chamber 1 now. And I want you to envision a holographic wall. I want you to put your hands on that wall. Okay. And I want us to access, we're going to access the lifetime where we were in the same lifetime together.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll each get a number. So this will be actually you and me, Cindy, together. And Margie, mm-hmm. it'll be you and me. So it's not the three. It's just this right now, because what we're doing is there's some, what they're showing me is there's some trust issue where you were betrayed, where we had energy of betrayal in a previous lifetime. So Margie, what number do you get?
I'm not getting a number.
Okay, well, we've cleared a couple times. So Cindy, what are you getting?
Three.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to go to those lifetimes, and we just want to flood those three lifetimes with forgiveness and compassion. Forgiveness for self, forgiveness for each other, self-compassion for each other, releasing the energies of betrayal, and just bringing in the energy of divine love. So what number you get now, Cindy?
I heard two.
Two, so that's okay. So let's see what's going on here. All right. So what I get is a father-son relationship. So can you see that at all?
Sense it more than see, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, when I say see, it's sense, know, or feel, however it is, whatever works for you. There's no, okay. So it feels like abandonment to me, which is an ultimate sense of betrayal. So it's a whole different bat. So we just, there's a lot of sadness there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just flood this with divine forgiveness and education as to, you know, what we had to learn, what the lessons were in that lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's just flood that with the beautiful violet liquid light, that lifetime. And let's release any hexes, vows, contracts, anything of similar origin that we made in those lifetimes that had to do with hate, distrust, never trusting again. How's that feel now?
Good, that was tough.
Yeah. So, okay, so just between, this is for you and me right now, so are we clear? Are you down or do you still have one more to go?
I'm sorry, I've taken up so much time. I can still hear one.
You're still down to one? You have one left over? Mm-hmm. That's okay. All right, it has to do with the dog. Okay, so what I see is that the, I think, and you can just see or know or feel how this is, but I think you were young and we had a dog and the dog got sick and I was supposed to take care of it and the dog died, but you blamed me for it because you were in that childlike understanding, so you didn't really understand everything that was going on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So let's bring, does that resonate with the lifetime to you?
Well, I certainly resonate with the dog energy, so that's fine, yeah.
Okay.
I trust whatever you're coming up with.
Okay, so let's just bring in education for the child to understand what was really going on, the whole picture, and divine forgiveness, because there's forgiveness for me, too, because it's like I still felt responsible. And compassion for each other and
mm-hmm.
compassion for self. How's that feel now?
Good.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, because there's, you know, it's like for you to fully trust me as far as opening your energy and your fields up, it's like we had to clear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the clarity for sure. It feels much lighter.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good.
Thank you.
So what I'd like to do now for both of you, mm-hmm. we're going to go back into Chamber 1, and this time I'd like to bring to your attention to someone who's really hurt you, that you really feel betrayal by, that you still feel it. It's like some, you know, Margie, I know we've cleared some, but if you still feel some for that person or if there's somebody new you'd like to bring that in. And then just let me know when you have that person in mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want you to go to that holographic wall, and I'd like you to connect with those lifetimes where the energy of betrayal was there between you and that other person. And then let me know your numbers.
3 again.
Okay.
27.
Okay. We know how this works. Yeah, we get a couple of them and it comes down.
Yeah, I chose the wrong person, I guess.
No,
or maybe
you chose
the right one.
Person. Oh my gosh. It's like,
yeah, really. You could choose the right person.
It's like that's what we're here for, is to really feel that. This is Ooh. About healing. Okay. So let's connect with those and let's just flood those lifetimes with divine forgiveness. And we're going to call in Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and also Faith. And what we're going to do is we're going to cut any cords of attachment to those lifetimes. So Archangel Michael's here with his sword. And he's cutting any cords of attachment with those lifetimes with that person. Where we're holding on to any energy from that lifetime. And we're asking Gabriel and Faith to just merge with those lifetimes and transmute those energies and bring in divine forgiveness, divine love, divine compassion, releasing the energies of resentment, of betrayal, of abandonment, any programs associated with it, anything, hexes, curses, vows, contracts, anything of similar origin, releasing that from those lifetimes. Margie, where are you at with your number?
2.
Cool. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm clear.
Okay, so Margie, let's go to those, one of those two lifetimes or both of them at the same time. And what I'm getting is loss of innocence with the main lifetime here. So it's like there's a lot of fear there because you're childlike. You were a child, so you didn't really have any understanding. So I want you to envision yourself in that lifetime at the age of 2 years old.
Okay.
And I just want you to hold that 2-year-old. This is in a different lifetime, so this is a little bit different than inner child work, but it's similar.
That's a boy.
There you go. All right. And I just want you to let him know that he's safe. Tell him that he's safe. Tell him that he's loved. And tell him that you're grateful for the lessons he learned in this lifetime. For signing up for that lifetime, for learning these lessons. And just flood that lifetime again with divine forgiveness, divine understanding, divine compassion. How does that feel now?
Much better.
Okay, you got one left, or are we clear?
That took it.
Cool. Okay, now I get back to my list.
Oh.
Okay, so what this is we're going to negate the negative energies and remembrance of our planetary Akash and memory. Okay, so I'm going to say this 3 times, and I just want you to we're going to get in our heart space, and we just want to get into this. And what this is it's pretty self-explanatory. We're going to be, those negative thoughts and remembrance, whatever's, I'm just going to read this. I am in the energy so much. I've got Dylan here laying at my feet and he's playing with my toes, and I'm a little distracted, but I'm in the energy and he's in the energy too. So here we go. All right. We're all connected. Our planetary Akash is an integral part of each one of us. And we command that our Akash filter out or negate, whichever is most appropriate, the negative energies and remembrances of our past. We no longer choose to have a constant stream of negative thoughts and remembrances of our past dramas and events. Rather, we choose the positive energies and experiences of love, heartfelt joy, and wisdom of that which has been accumulated over our many incarnations for the purposes of aiding us in each new step forward on the journey before us. This limiting of all things negative from our planetary Akash is our choice and our command this day and henceforth. Let the beauty of our souls shine forth and the grand essence of our being be reflected in all that flows forth from our Akash, this we command. Our cellular being contains all that has occurred within this life, and we also command that this filter be applied to all the negative events and energies contained in it. The memories within our brain and the energies within our cells are henceforth conditioned to negate and remove the negative effects of these remembrances. Oh, we understand. We'll still be aware of these events, but they will no longer have the energies and volumes to affect us. Our planetary Akash is an integral part of each one of us, and we command that our Akash filter out or negate, whichever is most appropriate, the negative energies and the remembrances of our past. We no longer choose to have a constant stream of negative thoughts and remembrances of our past dramas and events. Rather, we choose the positive energies and experiences of love, heartfelt joy, and wisdom of that which has been accumulated over our many incarnations for the purposes of aiding us in each new step forward on the journey before us. This limiting of all things negative from our planetary Akash is our choice and our command this day and henceforth. Let the beauty of our soul shine forth and the grand essence of our being be reflected in all that flows forth from our Akash. This we command. Our cellular being contains all that has occurred within this life, and we also command that this filter be applied to all the negative events and energies contained in it. The memories within our brain and the energies within our cells are henceforth conditioned to negate and remove the negative effects of these remembrances. Yes, we understand. We'll still be aware of these events, but they will no longer have the energies and a volume to affect us. One more time. Our planetary Akash is an integral part of each one of us, and we command that our Akash filter out or negate, whichever is most appropriate, the negative energies and remembrances of our past. We no longer choose to have a constant stream of negative thoughts and remembrances of our past dramas and events. Rather, we choose the positive energies and experiences of love, heartfelt joy, and wisdom in that which has been accumulated over our many incarnations for the purposes of aiding us in each new step forward on the journey before us. This limiting of all things negative from our planetary Akash is our choice and our command this day, and henceforth, let the beauty of our soul shine forth and the grand essence of our being be reflected in all that flows forth from our Akash. This we command. Our cellular being contains all that has occurred within this life, and we also command that this filter be applied to all the negative events and energies contained in it. The memories within our brain and the energies within our cells are henceforth conditioned to negate and remove the negative effects of these remembrances. Oh, yes, we understand we'll still be aware of the events, but they will no longer have the energies and the volumes to affect us. Let the chemistry of our bodies show itself in the next few days so that we will know that this has been completed.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds great.
How's that?
I like it.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Yeah, so, you know, however you body, it's like for me, usually when I do something like this, it's like my stool change or something like that, or, you know, it's like, my stool seems to get firmer when I'm releasing as far as negative energy through my body. It's like it takes that. So just notice what your body does over the next couple of days so that you know and trust it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see where we are. Okay, we're going to do a merging or a union with our higher self. So there's three levels of your higher self. Margie, you've done this before, so this will just reinforce the connection. So these are just aspects of you, higher aspects of you. So they're nothing outside of you. It's just accessing those higher levels of yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what we would, let's just reinforce that we're running our apple flow toroidal energy. Just feel that energy running through us. And just let's raise our vibration to the highest level we can raise at this time. And now see, know, or feel your higher self above you. Let it come in to merge with you in total union. The higher self will present itself in your like form, aligning their chakras, their energy centers, their Merkabahs, their outer energy bodies, and the apple energy flow in a perfect overlay of you. See, know, or feel the union going through these next steps. See, know, or feel the energies flowing through you as they begin to combine so that their energies are available and accessible to you. Do not worry that their energies are too high in frequency or volume. They will accommodate all that needs to be done. See, know, or feel the energies throughout you and your higher self as you begin to intermingle. Some of the combined energies flowing through both of you begin forming braids and playfully intermingling amongst each other. See, know, or feel the energies of your merged being meld together in union, in which the individual streams of your energies become undistinguishable. See, know, or feel the energies of your beings become quantum entangled, a one-to-one form of union, so that which occurs in one is conveyed to the other. See, know, or feel the energies of your being become quantum coupled throughout, a one-to-many form of union, so that which one feels or experiences, so too does the other. Now we're going to merge with the higher self of that higher self, your second higher self. Again, see, know, or feel your that higher self of your higher self above you come into and merge with you in total union. The second higher self will present itself in your like form, aligning their chakras, their Merkabahs, and their apple energy flow in a perfect overlay of you. See, know, or feel the energies flowing through you as they begin to combine, so that their energies are available and accessible to you. Again, do not worry that their energies are too high in frequency or volume. They will accommodate all that needs to be done. See, know, or feel the energies throughout you and your higher self as you begin to intermingle. Some of the combined energies flowing through both of you begin forming braids and playfully intermingling amongst each other. See, know, or feel the energies of your merged being begin to mold together in union with the individual streams of your energies, becoming undistinguishable. See, know, or feel the energies of your being become quantum entangled, a one-to-one form of union, so that which occurs in one is conveyed to the other. See, know, or feel the energies of your beings become quantum coupled throughout, a one-to-many form of union, so that which one feels or experiences, so too does the other. Now we're going to merge with that third level of your higher self. To see, know, or feel your third higher self, that third level above you, come into and merge with you in total union. This higher self will present itself in your like form, aligning their chakras, Merkabah, and their apple flow energy in a perfect overlay of you. See, know, or feel the energies flowing through you as they begin to combine, so that their energies are available and accessible to you. See, know, or feel the energies throughout you and your higher self as you begin to intermingle. see, know, or feel the energies of your merged being begin to meld together in union, in which the individual streams of your energies become undistinguishable. And see, know, or feel the energies of your beings become quantum entangled, a one-to-one form of union, so that which occurs in one is conveyed to the other. And see, know, or feel the energies of your beings become quantum coupled throughout, a one-to-many form of union, so that which one feels or experiences, so too does the other. And now let's just take a minute and just feel the integration of all three levels of your higher self. Integrating with you. How's that feeling?
Beautiful.
That vibration feels almost electric.
Well, see, you're really, this is the first time for you doing it, Cindy, but Margie's done, we've done this once before. So, Margie, what that does is you're really even connecting even more with them, even though you've merged with them before. You're just really expanding that connection for yourself with them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so does anybody have any questions?
No. I almost feel like I'm not even in my body right now.
Yeah, we have that effect on our body sometimes. So we have a couple minutes left. Let's just run our energies. And just enjoy this energy flow. So we're just running it together, run our apple flow. And we have a couple minutes. So if it's okay with everybody, what I'd like to do is all three of us merge together. And what we're going to do is we're going to just... we're going to open up to the weather, and we're going to ask for rain over Australia, if that's acceptable to everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
So just envision us overlaying each other with our chakras, our Merkabas, and our apple flow energy. And what we're just asking, we're going to go to Australia. We're going to go up to the heavens above. And we're going to ask to attract the energy of rain and precipitation for healing for Australia. We're calling in Faith and Cassiel, and we're asking for them to bring protection to the animals and safety to the animals. I'm just going to hold this space. Okay. So what we're going to do is just go with me because I don't know what they're just showing me. We're going to merge with the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring in education and understanding and compassion into the clouds, into that sphere of the weather. I've never done this before, so this is interesting. Mm-hmm. We're just asking to raise that vibration. So you just feel yourself being part of the clouds and sending compassion and love and healing down to the planet. And we're just going to leave a copy of ourselves there. That'll stay there for the next 20 days. If that's okay with everybody.
Okay.
And now let's just come back into the now, into our bodies. And we're just going to disconnect from our merge. Let's fully ground. We're sending that extension cord down. Fully connecting, bringing our bodies back into our bodies. Fully aligning our bodies. Okay, is everybody sort of in their body?
Yeah, I'm back.
Somewhat.
Okay, so everybody knows, so you want to drink lots of water,
okay.
So you want to stay hydrated. The other thing you can do is if you have, with salt, so what I like to do is just to clear any residual, it's like I'll take and I'll just sea salt or anything like in the showers and just rub it over your body or mix it with your shower gel.
Okay.
You can also just sprinkle it on the bottom of your shower so that you're standing in it to help clear any residual of the energies that we clear today.
Okay.
Any
other questions?
No, it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And Cindy, you have in 2 weeks you have that baby shower, right?
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can.
Well, we can adjust the time. We'll adjust the time. We're going to adjust the time because it's a small group.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure something out. So if you could tell me like what your you know, when you send me your phone number,
mm-hmm.
also send me like what your availability is for that Sunday, and then I'll check with Margie to see if she's available anytime, and we'll just reschedule, or we'll do it the Saturday before, if that's possible for either of you.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the Sunday will work. If anything, maybe just push it back a half hour. But, yes, I'll send that to you.
Yeah, and we can do that. You know, mm-hmm. if it's okay with Margie, it works with her schedule. It's like that's the beauty of having a small group, that we
right.
can work with that and be flexible. Just
okay.
like everything I wrote down, you know, just because of things I wrote down, it's like Spirit had other plans. So it's like, okay, I think we can go with that. All right. Well, let me stop the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll say our goodbyes.